Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast for Live the Promise. Enjoy the conversation. Afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. So glad you tuned in today, and it is time for another edition of Talk to Me Thursday on Live the Promise. Second hour on Thursdays. Most Thursdays, we do this where we don't book a guest because you're the special guest, which means you're ready for it. I'm counting on you to call me, right? And here are the two questions. So talk to me, would you? First question is, in what area of your life do you need to see resurrection power? Because we're going to pray for that. And two, how can I pray for you? In what area of your life do you long to see resurrection power? And how can I pray for you? 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. If I'm honest, I want to see God's resurrection power. Well, I want to see his resurrection power in evangelism through my life, because as I mentioned last hour, I'm a bit of an introvert. I just am. I don't know. I want to see radical boldness come over me so that I can go up to the utmost stranger and share the love of Christ in a way that's really discerning and prophetic, in a way that meets the person where they're at. You can pray that for me. But I also want to know his resurrection power in the grace that I have after I've blown it. I tend to be so hard on myself still. I'm just being raw and honest. So I'm asking you to be raw and honest as well. I'd love to know, just to walk in a new depth of power, to just revel in his mercy and his grace. Paul says where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. I just love to be able to rise up from those places, really rejoicing quicker. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I'm an heir of God. And how can you pray? Well, I would love prayer for health, because I'm continuing to sort through some things, but I'm on my way and I'm super grateful. What about you? 877-933-2484. In what area of life do you want to see God's resurrection power? And then how can I pray for you? I'm looking at some scripture about just the radical power of Christ within us. Galatians 2:20, for I've been crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Think about that. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And so the life I live in this flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Another passage that's just rocking my world that I go back to again and again is Ephesians 1, verses 15 to 23. But I'm going to pause here because I'm not seeing calls come in, and we can't have a Talk to Me Thursday unless you talk to me. So here's the number, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. My questions again is, how can I pray for you? And in what area of your life do you just long to experience resurrection power? Here's the passage from Ephesians. Ever since I first heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for God's people everywhere, I've not stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and insight so that you might grow in your knowledge of God. I pray that your heart will be flooded with light so you can understand the confident hope that he's given to us who are called as holy people, who are rich in glorious inheritance. Think about that. If your heart is flooded with light, I want that more and more so that we know what we possess in him. And then he further says, I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe. So there's a greatness of power towards us who believe and in us because we believe. And it's the same power that rose Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand. He is now far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else, not only in this world, but the world to come. And God has put all these things under the authority of Christ and made him head over all things for the benefit of the church. And the church is his body and is made full and complete by Christ, who fills everything, everywhere with himself. Isn't that amazing? And here's one more verse on God's power. There's a lot of them, but I just grabbed these three. Psalm 77:14. You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the people. Isn't that amazing? He is the God who performs miracles. He displays his power among us. Have you stopped looking for miracles? Have you stopped hoping for divine intervention? Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. 877-933-2484. How can I pray for you? And if you're scared of that other question, you don't have to answer it. But I'm just curious, if there's an area of your life where you long to experience the power of God, where there's maybe you're lacking power in a particular area, but you want to see his power, I'd love to hear from you. But if you just want me to pray for you, that's good too. 877-933-2484. We've got an anonymous friend checking in from Duluth. Hey, friend, you're on the air.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, we're tripping over each other, but I want to just say thank you for calling. So you go ahead, and I'll be quiet now.
Okay, so I feel like our first year of marriage, we've been married my husband and I for 28 years. During the very first year, and we had also lived together previous to the marriage, the first year my husband committed adultery. Mm. And so I fully forgave, along with counseling and, you know, support from our family and stuff. But I feel like at this point that I'm wondering if I have forgiven verbally, and we have a beautiful family, and, you know, I haven't ever dragged it, you know, back up or used it as a weapon against him. But I just feel like I could be more loving.
Wow. Bless your heart. I'm going to pray for that. You know what I also wonder about is, you know, you said you wonder if you've forgiven him, and that's definitely a question worth exploring. But sometimes I think we might misinterpret unforgiveness for a trauma that needs to be healed. Do you know what I mean? Where if you don't feel, because I mean, when God heals us from trauma, love grows. It just does. It's a place where love can grow. So if it's okay with you, I would like to pray in both of those regards, that if there is unforgiveness, you know, that God would just unearth it and give you the grace to do that and open your eyes to a supernatural love for your husband, but also that he would heal you, because what you went through is downright traumatic, you know? Is that okay to pray that way?
Right. That's what I'm, you know, guessing is. And if there was even trauma before our marriage, that may be past things.
Yeah. Yep. Well, Father, I thank you for my friend. And I thank you, God, that she has such a heart for you, that she wants to revisit this so that she can know a full healing, so that she can love her husband well. I mean, what a woman of God. I just pray you pour out your spirit in a fresh new way. I pray you give her fresh eyes for her husband and feel the love for him that you have for him. I ask you to just unearth any remnant of unforgiveness, but I also ask you to unearth any remnant of infection, of any trauma that's still buried beneath the surface. I pray that she would experience your love in such a supernatural, profound way that she knows that she's fully healed, fully restored from what she walked through in the past. And I pray you take what that enemy meant for evil against this marriage, and you would turn it to good, that you would bind their hearts even closer together to each other and to you. And I pray these latter years would be far more blessed than the former years. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, God bless you, Susie. Thank you.
Thank you for that call. 877-933-2484. We've got Renee checking in from Blaine. Hey, Renee, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Thank you. Susie, I'd like to see the Lord's resurrection power in my health. A few years ago, I lost my son, and, you know, stress can really take a toll on somebody's body. You know, when they are having trouble sleeping and, you know, can gain weight, and it's just so discouraging.
Oh, Renee, I'm so, so, so sorry for your loss. And you're so right. Those kinds of things get into your physiology in a way that you do need supernatural help to reset your system. Once again, you've been traumatized by such a significant loss. I will pray for that. Are you ready to pray?
Thank you. Yes.
Lord, I thank you for Renee, and I thank you that your resurrection power is at work and alive in Renee's heart and her body and her cells. And I pray for a supernatural reset in her body, that every system would regulate and support life and health. Lord, your word says that you grant sleep to those you love, And I know you love Renee, so I pray you'd heal her from this trauma, that her sleep would start to be sweet and deep and profound, that even, you said, even at night, my heart instructs me. We can claim that from your word. I pray even at night, Lord Jesus, your spirit would instruct her and you would download fresh vision and dream for her life, Lord God. I pray you'd heal and restore her in every way and reset her physiology so that her body starts to work as it should. You'd heal her from the inside out, and she would start to walk it out and notice it in her health. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you, Renee. Thanks for calling. All right, we've got Scott checking in from Edina. Hey, Scott, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie. Thank you. I would like to see God's work and miraculous healing power for restoring our marriage. I've been divorced for now a little over a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to try to hang on and to try to keep believing that we're going to be, our marriage is going to be restored. I pray every night for that.
That's definitely something I can pray for, and I've read stories of it seeming the impossible. And in fact, I know a couple that were married again after they were divorced. And so let's believe God for a miracle. And friends, the thousands who are listening, thousands and thousands who are listening, can you just maybe imagine yourself stretching your hand towards Scott and just agree with me and pray? Let's intercede for a miracle. Lord, I pray for my brother Scott. And I pray, I just picture thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people stretching their hands toward heaven, praying on behalf of Scott, that you would intervene in his ex-wife's heart, that she would be healed, that she would be restored, that Scott would be healed. And again, that you would take what the enemy meant for evil and you would somehow turn it for good. I pray, do the impossible in and through Scott and in and through his wife. I pray, take what the enemy meant for evil, turn it for good. And may this be a miracle testimony story. And Lord, we just thank you. And I pray you put people in her life, Lord God, that would speak life-giving truth to her. I pray that you'd miraculously heal her in a way that she doesn't even expect. And I pray for some divine encounters and divine appointments along the way, that both of them know that you are at work, that you want this more than anything. And we commit it to you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate that very much.
Oh, bless you, dear Scott, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Hear it in your heart. Bless you. We have to pause for a break, but Terry and Beverly, I see your calls. I pray you'll hang on. That's just break. It's just like a minute and a half. So hang with me because I really want to talk with you. It is Talk to Me Thursday. I so appreciate you calling because I want to pray for you. And I like that you're not having to listen to me for the whole hour. That means the world to me. 877-933-2484. Here are the two questions. You only have to answer one if you want. How can I pray for you? And two, is there an area of your life where you just want to know God's power, resurrection power? Maybe you're feeling earthbound for far too long in your finances, in your health, in your relationships, in your work, and you want to know God's power. You want to see it come to bear. I'd love to hear from you. 877-93-FAITH. We'll be back in a minute. That play out a little bit. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It's another edition of Talk to Me Thursday on Live the Promise, where we don't book a guest because you are my special guest. Where I just pitch a question and you call in the chat with me. Today I have two questions. You can answer only one if you want, or both. One is, how can I pray for you? And two, in what area of life do you long to experience God's resurrection power? When you want to see his power come to bear in your life? See the calls coming in, so appreciate that. Beverly, checking in from East Hartford, is next. Hey, Beverly, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, good. Good evening to you.
So what's that? I didn't understand. What did you say?
I said good evening to you.
And to you, my dear. Thanks for calling.
Yes. Actually, it's the first time I'm hearing your program. Feeling joyful to hear a program like this. I always on a different station. Somehow I was turning, and then I heard the station. Yeah.
So glad to have you.
Yes. So I'm asking for prayer in to just to be obedient to the power of God, to the Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes, but last year, you know, there was, I was watering my plants, and then I heard distinctly in my ears, you know, like, you should go out and just talk to women and led them to me. And he gave me the name of the ministry, and, you know, just start up a ministry, talk to ladies. You know, there's so many ladies out there that hurt.
Yeah.
And I mean, every time I'm so disobedient, but it's on my heart. And the thanks in your prayer that I will be obedient.
I love that prayer, Beverly. Love that. And
yes,
the idea that the Spirit of God is speaking to you just proves that he has so much he wants to do in and through you. And, you know, everybody gets afraid. And I'm just going to pray that a holy boldness rests upon you. So, Father, thank you for dear Beverly. Thank you for allowing her to stumble upon the dial today and be with us today. And I thank you that you love her with an everlasting love. You love how you made her. You love her heart and her concern for other people, for the lost, the hurting, and the broken. So I pray now, Lord Jesus, that you would pour out your Spirit in a fresh new way, that she would wake up in the morning with a new boldness and just an unction to put feet to her faith. I pray for one divine encounter after another, that you'd allow her to be in the path of people who need to hear what you've taught her, what you're speaking to through her, Lord Jesus. I pray that all around her, she would start to see signs and wonders, the lost found, Lord, the broken restored, Lord, the sick made well. We ask you to do miracles in and through Beverly and give her the courage and the conviction to keep following you, even in the unknown places. We love you, Lord. We thank you for our dear sister. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Beverly. You've got
thank
a beautiful
you so
heart.
Much. Continue to do God's work. Thank
yes.
you so much.
Yes. I hope you'll join us again. Lord bless you, dear.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear. All right, Terry from Eden Prairie is checking in, and Carol from Bemidji, you're next. Terry, we've got you on the air. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Susie.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, thanks for calling. How can we pray for you?
Yeah, so I would love if you could pray for me. I would like prayer to know the Lord on a deeper level.
Mm.
And I'm wondering if you could pray that that he would create this earnestness in me and this hunger and crave for him, and I could express myself to him in prayers and have the words to express myself to him in prayers, and I could have the compassion and love in my heart to encourage others.
Terry, you know, Scripture says that when we pray along the lines of God's will, we can know that we'll have it. And I promise you, this is God's will. He loves prayers like this. As we draw near to him, he draws near to us. And he wants so much to reveal himself to you in a fresh and powerful way and ignite your passion. Scripture says he's working in you to will, to make you will and purpose to do his good work. So everything you're asking is in the Bible. And we can know that he will answer this prayer. And so often it seems to happen in steps. And then once in a while, it'll happen in a big, audacious revelation. But I'm going to pray that you'd experience both of those. So, Father, I thank you for my dear brother, Terry. I thank you for his heart, because it's your heart beating in his chest. You want this for him as a father. You love him as a father. You have a fatherly affection for this dear son of yours. And I thank you that you're working in him to want to draw near to you. And I pray his heart would beat stronger and stronger for you. I pray he would lose his taste for things that weaken him, and he would acquire a taste for that which strengthens him. I pray every which way he turns, he would encounter you. He would hear you. He'd hear you say, this is the way, walk in it. I truly pray, Lord God, that as he opens the word, it would come to life for him. I pray as he speaks to people to encourage them, he'd feel overcome by your Spirit, and he would have a discernment that's not been something he's experienced before. But he would start to walk in the Spirit, because you say, Lord, life in the Spirit is life and peace. And I pray you draw him deeper still, Lord God. Give him new worship music, maybe that he's not heard before, and great authors who inspire his perspective, Lord God. But just surround him about with answers to this prayer, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Susie.
Thank you, Terry. Appreciate the call, and I love your heart. God bless you. All right, we've got Carol checking in from Bemidji, and then I'll have Glenn from Grand Forks. Hey, Carol, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi. I've been dealing with a virus for over 2 months, and it doesn't want to let go. And I know that the healing is from God, okay? It's from my Lord. And the second thing is that I've been asking the Lord for wisdom and revelation, the eyes of my understanding being enlightened, that I can see the miracles that he wants to see, that he wants to give me and those I love.
Wow, Carol. I love these prayer requests. These are amazing. And so, Father, I pray for Carol. And she believes, Lord God, she believes you're the healer. Your word says you're the healer. By your stripes, we are healed.
Amen.
Lord, you also say that we're to forget not your benefits. You forgive all our sins. You heal all of our diseases. You ransom our life from the pit. You crown us with love and compassion. You satisfy our desires with good things. And our youth is renewed like the eagles.
Ooh,
Carol, yes, and Carol desires good things. And you satisfy our desires with good things. So I pray you would do a miracle and enter her. I pray, first and foremost, you deliver her from this virus. In fact, on the authority of Christ, we say, we just put that virus, we cut off its life source with the authority of Christ. And we say no more. And
hallelujah.
In fact, Lord, I ask you just to banish it from her body, never to return again. And that her whole immunity system would rise up, fight back, be strong, and all of her cells would recover, and she would know energy like she's not known before. And then, God, I ask you to do a wonder in and through her. I pray that you'd open her eyes to all that you've freely given her. Lord, you said your word says that you've given us your spirit. One of the reasons is so we can discern that which you've freely given us, that she would walk in the fullness of that, God, and become a generous woman with all the spiritual gifts, all the gifts you pour into her, that they would also pour through her. And she'd be surprised by your goodness every which way. And I'm thinking of the passage that says that many will rise up and praise God because of her generous heart. I pray that would be the case, that many would rise up and thank you because of what you've done in and through Carol. We commit her to you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I don't think you're an introvert, okay?
I'm a painful introvert, but thank you, Carol. Yes, thank you. You can pray that for me because I don't like that about myself, but bless you so much. All right, Glenn, you are next. Coming back, we have that break. I hope you can hang on, Glenn, just for a couple of minutes. We have our bottom of the hour break. I see other calls coming in. Appreciate that so much. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It's another edition of Talk to Me Thursday. And the two questions are, one, how can I pray for you? Two, in what area of life do you want to experience resurrection power? Because, you know, it's so often we settle in the land of mediocrity, but it's time to rise up and go, enough already. The same power that rose Christ from the dead is alive and available to me. Lord, I want to see your power come to bear in this area of my life. You don't have to answer both questions, but I'd sure love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. Glenn from Grand Forks is up next. Then I'll talk with you after the break. Goosebumps every time I hear that song. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It's another edition of Talk to Me Thursday on Live the Promise, where we take calls because you're our special guest. And here are my two questions. You don't have to answer both. One is fine. You can even call anonymously if you feel more comfortable. One is, how can I pray for you? And two, in what area of life do you want to experience God's resurrection power? Maybe you've settled into the mundane, the mediocre. Maybe even worse, you've lost hope. You feel in the ditch of despair. You need a miracle, or you need God's power to come to bear. Give me a call, 877-933-2484. We've got Glenn checking in from Grand Forks. Hey, Glenn, you've been so patient. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey.
I want you to know that I called last week, and you prayed for the growth in my thyroid and my lungs, and the pain in my neck went away immediately. I appreciate it.
Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thanks for calling back and giving us that testimony. That's amazing.
Yeah. Wow. Anyways, I want to quit smoking.
That's
a lofty
goal. I want
help for smoking.
Mm-hmm. All right. Can I pray for you now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Father, thank you, first of all, for that amazing miracle. That's something you did. That's something you do. And we celebrate that. I pray you continue to restore Glenn's health in every way. And, Lord, I pray even now in the name of Jesus, immediately right now, he would lose his taste for smoking, that it would be so not for him anymore, that he would just hate the taste. He would hate how he feels, and it would be cut off from him in Jesus' name. And I pray again that he would acquire a taste for everything that's good for him. I also ask you to restore his body from the impact of smoking. Here again is something, Lord, that's your will for him. This is your will for your son. And you said in your word, if we pray your will, we can know that we'll have it. I know it's your desire that he be restored, that he be a slave to nothing. So I pray in the name of Jesus that this desire would be cut off immediately and that he would be restored. Thank you for my brother Glenn. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Susie.
Thank you. God bless you, Glenn. Keep checking in with us, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we've got anonymous friend checking in. Not sure what city. And then, Tom, you're up next. Hey, anonymous friend, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. How would you like to answer these questions today?
All right. The first one is, we are estranged from our youngest daughter. She's involved with something that is so outside of God's will. And I would just love for God's restoration power to deliver her from this, and that she would become part of our family again, that she would not be deceived. She's involved with some people who have lied to her, and she just, she's sucking it up and believing it.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Wow. Wow.
So we haven't spent holidays with her. We didn't spend November, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and now we will not be spending Easter with her.
Mm. Heartbreak. Unbelievable heartbreak. Can I pray now?
Yes, please.
And again, I just want to ask friends listening from around the world, if you would just kind of in your heart extend your hand towards our dear sister. There are so many people that represent that this dear woman represent, that there are people who are brokenhearted and estranged from their kids because the enemy is after dividing families and taking out this next generation. So would you lift this dear sister up with me? And can we just stand together? And Lord, I just lift up my sister and I thank you. First of all, I ask you to fill her heart, heal her heart from the trauma of losing her daughter in this season of life. I ask you, God, to heal her, restore her, give her joy, do such a supernatural work even before her daughter comes home so that she knows it's resurrection power that has just lifted her up out of this pit of despair, and that you would take off her clothes of mourning and put on a garment of praise, Lord Jesus, that she would start to know a joy and a strength, a supernatural power. I also pray for a supernatural gift of faith on behalf of her daughter, that she would have a sense that you're on this, that you're going after her, and that she would have a vision, even a discernment for how this is going to play out, and even an assurance so that she could pray from that place of victory, pray from that place of authority. And so together in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, God, be the hound of heaven and go after this girl. And in your name, Lord Jesus, we call down warring angels and enforcements to cut off every relationship that lies to this girl. We ask you to drive a wedge between her and every lying person in her life. I ask you, God, to move the mountains that block the view of her seeing you, Lord Jesus. I ask you, as you move the mountains and move these people out, you bring people in who speak life-giving truth. I pray for courageous Christians who can love her right where she's at, and who can befriend her, who are safe to her, who have a discernment about what to say and when to say it. And that you would use these dear people to bring her back to the fold and back to her family. I pray in the name of Jesus, this would happen sooner than later, that there'd be many more holidays together than the few that they've had apart. We ask you to do a miracle in this family's life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Susie.
Thank you. Don't give up hope.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Tom is checking in from Minneapolis. Teresa, you're next, and then Sandra, you're after that. Hey, Tom, thanks for holding, for your patience. You're on the air.
Oh, yes. Okay. This is about my health. I have peripheral neuropathy, which they say there's no cure for, and my feet are swollen right now, and they're very painful. It's very, very hard.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Are you ready to pray right now?
Yes.
Okay, Lord, we lift up our dear brother Tom, and we ask you, God, to heal his body. Lord, you're the God who performs miracles. It's what the word says. You display your power among your people. Would you display your power in Tom's body even right now? Heal the nerves, heal the misfiring, heal what's broken, Lord God, and restore him to health. I pray just speak life to his feet right now and life to his whole body, that it would be restored. Jesus, everywhere you went, you addressed the human condition. And you said, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. So on your behalf, Lord God, with your authority, we speak life to Tom. We speak healing to Tom, and we pray for a miracle from the top of his head to the tip of his toes. And I pray, God, too, you'd heal memories, Lord, painful things that he's walked through that are tucked way away in his soul, that maybe things he never thought he'd heal from. Take those out and talk to him about those things, too, and restore his soul. You restore our souls. Do that for Tom, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, thank you.
Bless you, dear Tom. Thank you. All right, Teresa from Chaska's checking in. Sandra from Hartford, you're up next. Hey, Teresa, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie. Say, I'm just calling asking for prayer for my husband. He's he was diagnosed with a cancerous situation last year. And, you know, we've been told that we should just kind of watch it, but, you know, it's still producing a lot of anxiety for us, and we go back for a checkup soon. So just pray for, you know, even healing for the situation and, and of course, best results, you know. So
indeed.
I'd appreciate that.
You probably know this. My husband's a cancer survivor, and I totally know what that is to be a wife of someone who has cancer, where you hold your breath when you're going back for tests, and it's just hard not to feel like you can't fully breathe, you know? So, yes, let's pray.
Exactly.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
Father, thank you for Teresa, and thank you for her love for her husband. And Lord God, again, we pray for a supernatural result. We ask for supernatural intervention. You've done it before. I believe you can do it again, and you will do it again. So would you heal him? I plead the blood of Jesus over this household, over their health, over their finances, over their future, Lord. Let no enemy steal. Let no enemy divide. Let him not get away with a thing, Lord Jesus. We pray your healing power. We pray a reversal on this diagnosis, Lord God, that the next report they get is a good one, and that you would restore the years the enemy has stolen, even restore the anxiety that he's leveled against them. I pray joy and peace would mark their lives in every way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you, dear. 877-933-2484. It's Talk to Me Thursday. Two questions. You only have to answer one or both if you like. If you'd like, I would love to know how I can pray for you. That's question one. Two, in what area of life would you like to see God's resurrection power? All right. We've got Sandra checking in from Hartford. Sandra, you've been so patient. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. No problem. So I want you to pray for me that God guide me in whatever path that he chose for me, and that I can be a better Christian and a better follower.
Oh, wow. I wish I could hug you, Sandra. You've got a precious spirit. And Lord, I thank you, God, that you have a plan to prosper Sandra, not to harm her, but to give her a hope and a future. I pray just a sense of her calling and her purpose would come into view like never before. I pray that she would have courage where there's inferiority and insecurity. Those would go under her feet, and they would be replaced by holy confidence, humble dependence, that she would have such a sense of your great love for her, that she would be more bold than she's ever been before, and that she'd have a gift of faith to step into the new territory that you have for her. Thank you for your great love for her. Thank you for my dear sister. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless
you,
Sandra.
Thank you so much, and have a blessed Easter.
And you as well. Thanks for calling. 877-933-2484. Megan's checking in from Moorhead. Megan, thanks for calling.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
So I was just wondering if you could pray for my family and me. We have a lot of serious health conditions that perplex doctors and everybody else, but I know that nothing is too great for God to heal. And also for a family friend, Mike, in words. He was given some bad news from the doctors. He's been fighting cancer for a while now, so we're just praying for a miraculous healing for him as well.
Well, Megan, I'm super glad you called. And if you listen often enough, you know the something that I have been going after in my prayer life is that there would be a wave of healing on the earth today, because so many people are sick. So many people are burdened down with chronic illnesses, and so many people have these devastating diagnoses. And I'm just asking God, I'm erring on the side of faith. Lord, let us see a wave of healing. And so may it be so in your family and among your friends as well. But Lord, I pray for Megan. I thank you for her precious heart to care for her family. And we lift up her family. We lift up her friend Mike. And we ask you, God, do what only you can do. Lord, I pray you pour out your spirit. And you'd cut off every virus, cut off every sickness. May every lump and bump and tumor and cyst disappear in Jesus' name. And I pray every system in each of these bodies would regulate and reset and support life and health, God. We thank you that you came, again, not to harm us, but to prosper us and give us a hope and a future. The enemy is the one who steals from us, but you call us and you've destined us for a life of abundance. So help us walk in your way. Help us to know what's true, Lord Jesus. And where we have unbelief and fear, put faith and courage so we can stand and tether ourselves to your character. I pray for one miracle after another in Megan's family. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Susie.
Thank you, dear Megan. Thanks for calling. All right, one more call before our break. Kathy's checking in from St. Paul. Hey, Kathy, thanks for calling.
Hi, Susie.
Hey, how can I pray for you?
I don't know which question you asked, but about where you'd like to see God's power in your life. I would like prayer for family reconciliation. My, family has been destroyed from my sister's lies and slander. So no family members talked to me since 2007. And then, prayers for myself. I would like prayers for healing of my back. My back is about as destroyed as you can possibly imagine. And then you mentioned hopelessness a little while ago. And so without any family support and no significant other, no children, I just feel very alone and hopeless in this situation.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Well, Father, I lift up Kathy in the family situation, the health situation, but even the lonely situation. Lord, you say you set us in families, and I pray even now, Lord, you'd surround her with community. I pray you'd heal that back of hers. In Jesus' name, I just pray she'd picture you coming up next to her, putting your hand on her back and restoring it in Jesus' name. And I pray you'd heal these family rifts, Lord God. I pray that every family member would see that life is short, Lord God, and too short to hold grudges, too short to build cases. I pray the walls would come down. And that you would do what you have to do to bring healing, your healing power, your resurrection power to this family, we pray in your name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Susie.
Thank you, Kathy. Thanks for calling. We need to pause here for a break. When we come back, I think we can take a couple more calls. And I also want to play a song for you that I think will encourage you today. Unless we get a lot more calls, then I'll postpone on the song. But it is Talk to Me Thursday. And the questions are, how can I pray for you? And two, in what way of your life, what area of your life do you need to see God's resurrection power? You know what? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Scripture says he's the God who performs miracles. He displays his power among his people. Have you lost sight of that? It's easy to do, but it's time to raise our expectancy again, to say this is the Lord that we serve. The tomb is empty, right? The tomb is empty. We have the victory because we serve a resurrected king. We'll be back in a minute.
Now I have resurrection power, living on the inside, Jesus. You have given us freedom.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. This is one of the things I want for you and for me, why I get excited about coming to work every single day to talk with you, that we would walk in resurrection power, that we wouldn't live in constant reaction to our stuff, our fears, our insecurities, our past traumas. Those things matter to God. but they matter so much that he wants to get into our stories and into our soul and heal us from the inside out so that we can go out to a world in need where we don't need people's approval. We can love them with Christ's love because they don't have the power to destroy us with her opinion. And we can say, you know what? I once was, but now I am. This is what God has done for me, and he can do it for you as well. We want to know the resurrection powers. Today on Live the Promise, I'd say almost every Thursday, second hour, we do something called Talk to Me Thursday, where we don't book a guest because you are my special guest, and I throw out a question or two, and you talk to me about it, right? So these are the two questions. How can I pray for you? And two, in what area of your life do you long to know God's resurrection power, where you want to reengage your faith to say, you know, it's been a long time since I've sensed his presence and his power in this area of my life. What do you say? 877-933-2484. We've got Nancy checking in. Hey, Nancy, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I have two grandbabies, and I really want to, every time I'm with them, my husband and myself, we really want to raise them in the Lord. We want to preach the word to them and just live it out, and I really want them to be raised for the Lord, and so I would really appreciate prayer to have a tenacity to go after it with all we can to do that.
You're a super grandma, just saying. It's pretty amazing. And Lord, I thank you for Nancy, this dear grandma who wants her kids to be saturated in your presence, and I pray that you would do that, Lord God, that you give her and her husband just a supernatural grace to love on these kids, to speak life to them in every stage of life. And I pray, God, by the power of your Spirit, you give them receptive hearts, Lord God, where they would have a hunger for the things of God, that they would never depart from the ways of God, that you would keep from their lives people who would distract them from the things of God. And I just ask you, protect them every step of the way. Put people in their life every step of the way that are guardians of their souls, Lord God, that point them to you. We commit these dear little ones, all the little ones in the world, to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So I'm going to play a portion of a song here. It's called I Am No Victim. And I think it's so important because we get beat up by life. And there are things that happen. There are victims in the world, definitely. And maybe you've been victimized before. But what the enemy wants is us to wear that label, to stay stuck in our victimness. But in Christ Jesus, we've been made victors. We can overcome because he overcame. So listen to this song, and I pray it encourages you. We'll be wrapping up pretty soon, but I want you to hear this song first.
I'm covered by the force of love.
Isn't an amazing song? So as we're ready to wrap here, I want to play a clip. I just felt prompted to do this today. It's a clip from when I interviewed Carter Conlon a while back, and I asked him to pray for our nation. And at times we can get wrapped up in our stuff, and God cares about our stuff. He delights in every detail of our lives. And we have to remember that he wants to not only restore us, he cares about communities, he cares about nations. And his prayer for our country just moves me to tears every time. It cuts off abruptly, but I still feel like it's worth it. So let's hear that, then I'll wrap and pray.
Father, in Jesus' name, oh God Almighty, Almighty God, Almighty God, we sing a song that says, America, America, God shed his grace on thee. Father, I ask, Lord, that the words of that song be prophetic, be true, that one more time, whether or not the ship is saved and it falls apart, one more time, you would give the people an opportunity to hear about you, your cross and your mercy. Lord, I don't come to you because we've done anything right. I don't come to you based on any merit that we have, for we have none. We can't present to your throne a track record of faithfulness, for it doesn't exist. But we come to you based on the knowledge of who you are and what you did. And you went to a cross, and in your own agony, you said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. And so, Lord, that's who I appeal to today. That's who I cry out to, God. That's who I pray to. For I know you, Lord. I know who you are. I know your heart. I know what you do. I know why you died. I know the grief that must be in your heart, Lord, when you have to judge a nation. For even through the prophet Ezekiel, you once said, I sought for men that I should not have to judge the nation. And I couldn't find one. Oh, God, how it must break your heart. Lord, but I ask you this day, remember the prayers that have been prayed in this nation from its inception, Lord. Remember the tears. And remember, oh, God, and consider the cries of this day, Lord, for those of us who still love you and want to see you one more time, show yourself merciful. Be merciful to your church, oh, God. Draw us back to you again. Rid us, Lord, God, of all the schemes and foolishness, Lord, that we've purported it was from you.
There it is. And here we are at the end. And I want to just say thank you for listening today. Such an honor to pray with you, to stand with you. Remember this, God is who he says he is, and we are who he says we are. I pray you found some encouragement here today. We'll meet you back here next time. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Live the Promise. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend. Help grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player, and then never miss a show.